Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland, and I'm your host. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Today, I'm going to talk about some very interesting things that will be of help to many of you. This is a very special program. Well, I'm a spiritual coach. I'm a life coach. I'm a counselor. And I've written books, and I've been on the air for almost 24 years. Today, I'd like to talk about a couple of emails that I got recently, and also a chat, an online chat session, where the question came up, how do I become a Christian? How do I become a Christian? And I think I will address that issue here on today's program, because I think you'll find it interesting, whether or not you are already a Christian, whether or not you're a Buddhist or an atheist or an agnostic, whatever you might be, I think you'll find it interesting. The gist of these people's question was basically something like this. They said, I've heard many of the things that Christianity talks about, and some of the things that Jesus said, and they sound good to me, but I have no idea where to start. First of all, because I'm afraid to go to a church. I'm afraid I'm going to be pressured, that they'll, try to force me to sign up or something like that. They don't want that. They don't want any pressure. And the other thing is that it's very confusing. You know, there's so many denominations, hundreds, thousands of denominations all saying something a little different. And so how do I begin? Where do I start? And so my answer is something like this. Here's what I suggested to these people who don't want to be pressured. They want to do a little exploring first. They like what they hear. They want to see for themselves. They want to choose for themselves. They don't want to be pressured. And yet, at the same time, they want to make a start. So where to start? Here's what my answer was. I said, why not start by listening to the radio? Listening to Christian radio. You know, there are a lot of Christian programs on the air. Just about every town has one or two Christian stations, and then there are stations like this one who have a program or two that is a spiritual life coach or a Christian counselor or something like that, and to listen to different programs. You know, different stations, different programs. Of course, listen to this station also. This is an excellent station. I'm on three stations. All three of them are excellent. Southern California, the Bay Area, and Seattle. But my point is, if you listen to, programs where they talk about the Bible, or they talk about Christianity, or they talk about religion in general, or it could be a rabbi, for example, on the air, because a rabbi will talk about the Old Testament, about Moses and David and Jeremiah and Isaiah and some of these wonderful people. And so you can listen to that, and you can begin to a couple of things. First of all, you'll get an idea what it's about. Secondly, you'll find out what some of the different people are saying. Thirdly, you'll get some vocabulary, some jargon. You'll get some terms, some basic concepts. See, a lot of people now. It used to be a long time ago, everybody knew about Noah and about David and the Nativity and all those things. Well, not everybody does now. So you could learn a few of these basics. Then you'll be in a better position to make the next step, which I will tell you about after this announcement. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back. My name is Roland. You're listening to my program, which is about life, it's about love, it's about relationships. It's about life's deepest issues and finding answers to life's deepest issues. Now you see, most people, sooner or later in their life, they realize that we're more than just animals. They realize that there's a spiritual dimension to life. They realize that there's something mysterious about life, and they sense that they have a purpose. They have a purpose for existence, and they want to find out what that purpose is. And they also want answers. Answers to questions like, is there a God, and who is God, and does God care, and do I have a future, and what is the meaning of life, and all these kinds of questions people have. And they don't always get them answered, or they have them answered, but the answer is sometimes, phony or shallow, or it's not satisfying somehow. So they keep searching. And they keep searching and keep searching. And let me tell you a little bit of myself. I too was always a searching person. I went to college. And I read a lot of things. I loved to read philosophy, and I loved theology, and I loved religion, to read about it. I loved to read about Buddhism. I loved to read about Taoism. I loved psychology. I loved to read books about psychology and biographies and autobiographies. And I just, was an eclectic reader, and I read a lot. And I had answers, and I kept searching and searching and searching. And I love poetry. And I searched and searched and searched. And finally, when I got to be around 39 years old, I began to see for myself. That is the key. That is the key, in my opinion, to life, is to see the answers for yourself. It's not just good, not just because somebody said something, no matter how great of an authority they are, but because you see it for yourself. And so when you begin to see for yourself, then you know deep down in your heart what the truth is, and you begin to have wonderful discoveries. But how do you get to that point? Well, or let's put it another way. What blocks us from realizing? What blocks us from intuition? Now let me talk about intuition for a little bit, and the next step. You see, the next step, after you get some basic vocabulary, you get some basic jargon, you get some basic facts and, historical data, and you get to know what different people say and what they're talking about and what some of these religious terms mean. Once you kind of glean that, and I say the best way to glean it is by listening to the radio, because there's no pressure. See, when you listen to the radio, no one's going to pressure you. They don't force you to, they don't put their arm around you, and they don't try to seduce you and trick you or anything. You can just listen on the radio, and you can turn it off anytime you like. And it's easy to listen. Sometimes it's hard to sit down and read. It's hard to study. See, or there's pressure. You go to a seminar, there's some kind of pressure there, or it's hard to find the time for it. But the radio, you can just listen to it lightly as you go about your business, as you drive in the car, as you work. As you go about your activities at home, you can listen lightly, and it goes in one ear and out the other, but somehow you glean some things from it. Well, I say that's a very, very good way to get started. Then the next step is to wonder about some of these issues that you wondered about, and then begin to see for yourself. Now, how do you do that? It's by getting close to your intuition. Now, let me talk about intuition for a moment. The topic, incidentally, if you just turned the radio on or turned my program on, is how to discover religion for yourself. How to find out the answers to life's deepest issues. Where to start. And how to find out about Christianity, what it is, what Christians say, what Jesus said, how to find out. And I said, listening to the radio is a good start because it's easy. You listen to programs on the radio about Jesus or about Christianity, then you can listen lightly and it's easy and you can learn something. The next important thing, of course, is to begin to find out what the real truth is. See, a lot of people say a lot of things about, you know, you hear different opinions on certain subjects. You hear different opinions, and you want to know which is true. Well, the way to do that is to see for yourself. Now, how do you do that? And I said it's by getting close to your intuition. See, now, the other thing I want to say about myself is that what's neat about me is that I don't lay any trip on you. In fact, I don't even tell you so much what the truth is, but I point to intuition, and I talk in such a way that you can begin to see for yourself what the truth is. See, that's the important thing, is to see for yourself, to have the aha moment, the eureka moment, where you say, oh, I see. See, it's like getting a joke, or like solving a math problem. You suddenly see, oh, I see what the answer is. When you see, then with a sigh of relief, you know, and it's so beautiful. You don't have to study to do that. And how do you do that? It's by getting close to your intuition. Now, what interferes with intuition? Now, we're going to get something really, really important here. What interferes with intuition? Well, I'll tell you a couple of things. First of all, study. Excessive study interferes with intuition because study is hypnotic. As you sit there poring over something, concentrating, focusing, trying, it's hypnotic. You get all caught up hypnotically. You get lost in thinking. You get lost in imagination. And that's not intuition. Okay? So what you need to be able to do is to stand back, to be able to read lightly, listen lightly, to have a question but not try to find the answer. Just have a question and search and delicately, and one day you'll see the answer. That's how your intuition comes into play. Now, what is intuition? I just wrote a book. It's called A Weekend with Einstein and Augustine. Such a beautiful book. And I talk about Einstein and how he made use of his intuition. He said, you know, one time he said, it's not that I'm a great genius, I'm just very curious. And he talked about intuition and how his insights would suddenly come to him out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, the insight would come to him, and then he would just know the answer because he was close to his intuition. And incidentally, Einstein didn't get along very well in school. When he was a kid in school, he was a free spirit. He wanted to study what he wanted to study, and they were always trying to force him to study something else. And he didn't get along very well. He said he mostly learned at home on his own. Somebody brought him a geometry book and he read it, and then somebody brought him a physics book and he read it, and he learned at home on his own. So he became a genius. He became what he was in spite of school. Not because of, but in spite of. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical, someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back. Yes, I'm a special person. I'm a spiritual guide, and I help people. I especially help people who are not Christian. People who are searching, maybe, you know, New Age or whatever you happen to be. I'm very helpful to people like that because I confirm what you already know in your heart. I point you in the right direction, which is to your own intuition. And then I talk about it in such a way that you can begin to see for yourself. Now, what gets in the way of intuition? Now, what is intuition? It's your closest. Intuition is actually your closest link to God. That's how God communicates with people, through their intuition. Okay? Now, another word for intuition is conscience. You know, we talk about a man of conscience or a woman of conscience, or we talk about conscience when we feel bad, when we did something wrong. Well, that's intuition. That's how you can know what is true and know what is right. You know it in your heart. See, God gives animals instincts. If you look at cats and dogs and birds, they know how. A cat knows how to be a cat. A bird knows how to be a bird. Nobody has to teach it. It has instinct. God gives the animal instinct. God gives humans intuition. Okay? So what blocks intuition? Well, first of all, study. When you study too much, you become hypnotized. Then you become all facts, figures, and formulas, lost in your imagination, lost in thinking, and intuition is blocked. See? Now the powers that be, whoever they are, the powers that be, see, they have a lot of power. They make a lot of money. They make a lot of money by spoon-feeding you facts, figures, formulas, and, you know, trivia data. They have a lot of power by helping you with your problems when you get all messed up. See? They get a lot of power and they make a lot of money. See? But if you were happy, if you were healthy, if you were intuitive, if you were a free spirit, if you were successful and you were prosperous and all these things, why, you wouldn't need their help, and then they would be out of a job, you see? So they have a vested interest in your intuition being blocked, so that they can spoon-feed you information. It's that simple. Okay? And if you got really close to your intuition, why, you'd see what they're up to. You'd see what they're up to, and they wouldn't like that. You know, sometimes when you observe somebody, you see them trying to pull some scam or something, and they see you watching them, and they don't like it. Or if there's a phony person, somebody that's phony and a little bit mean, one kid is there watching and sees how phony and mean they are. They don't like that because they can sense they're being observed. See, they don't like that. Well, Einstein was the kid that was sitting there observing. He was like Alfred E. Newman. He was like Alfred E. Newman sitting there saying, "What? Me worry?" with a little grin on his face, and they didn't like that. See? But that's why he was Einstein. He was a free spirit. He was a maverick. He was like Amelia Earhart or Katharine Hepburn or Madame Curie. See, he was Ralph Waldo Emerson, Henry David Thoreau. See? All right, so now you see what intuition is. Okay, now I'm going to tell you the other thing that blocks intuition, and it's excessive emotion. Excessive emotion blocks intuition. So we'll talk about that after this announcement. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. The program is, it's my program. Life, love, learning, relationships. It's all of that. Yes, I wrote an excellent book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. See, once I began to see for myself the answer to life's problems, I began to see where people go wrong. I began to see where people go wrong and where they get blocked from intuition, from flow, from flowing from within. See, that's what we want. We want to flow from within. Now, when you were a young person, you were more spontaneous. You were happy and you were spontaneous, but something went wrong. You got blocked. You got blocked, and that's where all your problems are coming from. Now, you're trying to find your way back. You want to be spontaneous again. You want to be like a kid again. You want to be full of joy again. You want to be successful and prosperous and joyous and have good relationships. Well, okay, so I said that you need to get back in touch with your intuition again. Okay, and incidentally, before I run out of time, I want to mention that I have some wonderful meditations. I have a 5-minute meditation that's absolutely free, and it is very, very good. It's a very good meditation. It helps you to get to calm down and be less upset. See, and that's the other problem that we have. I said, excessive study blocks intuition. Well, so does being upset. So does being all caught up in negative emotions, sitting around worrying and fretting and being upset, being angry and being resentful. The other thing that really blocks intuition is resentment. Resentment cuts you off from your own ground of good, cuts you off from your own inner good, cuts you off from inner intuition. And that's the biggest problem in relationships, incidentally, is resentment. Resentment, resentment, resentment. It poisons everything. Resentment fixates you to something negative, keeps you lost in your imagination, worrying and fretting, and why did he say this and why did she say that? You need to learn how to give up resentment, and I can help you with that too. And I have a nice meditation. I have a 4-part meditation. 4-part. You can listen to it. It includes a booklet and it includes 2 e-books. E-books, an e-booklet, and 4-part meditation for only, I think, $10. $10. If you can't afford $10, I'll send it to you for what you can afford. If you can't afford anything, just send me an email and I'll say, I can't afford anything. I'll send it to you for free. Okay, because I love helping people to become themselves, to become free, to become happy, and to get unblocked. Okay? All right, so that's who I am. Now, I'm also a pastor, but I'm a different kind of a pastor. I don't have a church. I do not have a big church. I don't hold services on Sunday morning. I'm a pastor who helps people on the internet and who helps people on the radio. I help people, especially who aren't even Christian. In fact, the people, a lot of times Christians, incidentally, they can't hear me. They can't relate to what I say because they already think they have the answer. See, and because they're lost in study. So they can quote chapter and verse, but they don't have understanding. See, I have the understanding. I have the understanding, and that's the missing ingredient. It's okay to have a fact, but you also need the understanding of the fact. See, let's take math, for example. Let's take 1 plus 1 equals 2. You can teach a parrot to say 1 plus 1 equals 2, but a child can also see that 1 plus 1 equals 2. Okay? The child gets it. And so it's the same with religion. Somebody can say something to you, and it sounds nice, but you also have to see that it's true for yourself. And if you don't see that it's true, then just don't see that it's true and just wait until you do see. See, I don't accept what somebody says about God or about Jesus or about anybody else. I don't accept it just because they say so. I hear what they say. It goes in one ear and out the other. And then I wait until there's an inner testimony, until I see for myself whether it's true or not. See, so it's like getting a joke. It's like solving a math problem. It's like a eureka moment. Okay, so we all need to be more like Einstein. We all need to be more like Einstein. So, would you like to get unblocked? Would you like to get back in touch with your intuition again? All right. Then why don't you visit my website, which is commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org, or you could go to talktoapastor.org, talktoapastor.org, or commonsensecounseling.org, and see all the free resources we have, the meditations, my books. You can look inside of them. Huge amount of resources to help you get back in touch with your intuition. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. My name is Roland. I'm a life coach. I'm a spiritual guide. I can help you. I can help you get unstuck. My meditations are just outstanding. And please write to me. I need to hear from people or email me. I need to know that you're listening in on this station and that you appreciate my program. I really do. So please write to me or email me and check out the website, commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.